the Cathedral of Notre Dame, now around 850 years old. From the front, it looks glorious. But behind that facade, there are a few problems. I'm here with Michel Picot, who's head of the Friends of Notre Dame Foundation. Michel, now you've brought me to the gardens at the back of the cathedral. We've got some rather large pieces of stone. What are they?
Actually, they are part of the cathedral that have been stocked here because either they fell from the cathedral or they were nearly falling down, and so we had to take them off and store them here.
So it's a kind of stone cemetery.
Exactly. But we hope that we'll be able to use these stones in the renovation of the cathedral to put them again in their right place.
Which part of the cathedral have they fallen off? From the inside, the outside?
All these stones have fallen from the outside, so they are part of pinnacles. When you look up, you see that the pinnacles are partly missing. For instance, this one, so all the head of the pinnacle is missing, and so which is a problem for the decoration, but which is also a problem for the structure of the cathedral, because this pinnacle exerts a force downwards, which consolidates the flying buttress, which is also consolidating the structure of the cathedral. And you have evidently also parts of gargoyles which have fallen, and we had to replace them with PVC tubes and so on. You see?
A headless gargoyle. It doesn't look quite
gargoyle.
So majestic.
No.
At the far end, yes, of that line of gargoyles, one is missing, and we've just got a piece of plastic sticking out at the side of the cathedral. It looks very incongruous.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So you have both, I would say, structural elements, and so this is really a damage, and you have also some pieces which are more for the overall face of the cathedral.
Yeah, the way it looks from the
outside. The way it looks, exactly.
But of course, the visitors don't really notice anything.
No, because actually, as the facade of the cathedral was renovated in the 90s, so the facade looks very beautiful.
Yeah.
But when you come behind, so it's more of a problem.
We've come because it's one of the most famous churches in Europe, and we want to show our kids all the architecture. We want to have them see the sculpture, the stained glass, all of the beautiful elements of the church.
The gargoyles?
Yes, of course. I'm pointing them out to the kids now.
Are you aware that some of the gargoyles are crumbling?
No. It's such a spectacular building and it looks so solid. I would have no idea that it's crumbling. Mm. That would make us very sad.
We were talking about the Hunchback of Notre Dame, like the Disney version of it. So,
well, like that's how I know it.
Yeah.
I'm only 20, so that's how I got to know it. So it's kind of cool to see it in real life then.
Do you know that actually parts of it are falling off?
They do? No, I didn't know that. Like on the top or?
Are the gargoyles falling off?
Yeah.
Oh.
André Fino, you're a spokesperson for the cathedral. When did you become aware that it was really important to get some renovation work done here?
It was something like 3 years ago when they changed all the keys from the building. And since this moment, we have a key and we can go up everywhere.
So when you discovered it, what was your reaction?
We were, stunned, totally stunned, yes. It was so crazy to be up in the building and see the poor quality of the stone, and we were so stunned again because you know when you have something like 13 or 14 million people coming every year to visit this place and to see how fantastic it is, when you see that on Instagram you're one of the first building preferred from the whole world, and when you're just see the stone and you see it's so poor quality and you want to cry because you want to say, help us. I'm not an architect, but I can see with my eyes if something is in danger, and I think this building is in danger.
Up this narrow, winding staircase. Going now onto the roof.
The roof,
yeah. Down some very, very steep steps.
I show you a part of the cathedral, which is completely separate from the wall here.
So a bit of the wall has fallen off, and here Michel's just lifting it up now, showing me. Is this because the quality of the stone was just not as good as it should have been?
Partly, but I think the main reason is the pollution of the air and the rain and the time, I would say. You see?
So you're just touching the stone, which is outside one of the windows here on the roof, and it's flaking away as you touch it.
This is really worrying. It will not be a simple operation.
No. So just tell me then, how much money do you need?
To completely renovate Notre Dame, we need 150 million euros. So that's a big amount.
How much will the state help you with that?
About one third, because the state is the owner of the cathedral, and the state has accepted to raise its contribution to the renovation of the cathedral, maintenance and renovation of the cathedral, to double its contribution, but we need to find around 100 million through fundraising. So that's our target.
So, you've got quite a job on your hands, haven't you? I understand that the first port of call is the United States. Tell me, why are you turning to the US?
There are many, many links between the US and France. On top of that, it's true also that through the novel of Victor Hugo, Notre Dame de Paris, and through all the cartoons and the musical that have derived from this novel, The Hunchback of Notre Dame and so on. Notre Dame de Paris is very famous in the US. So when you tell people in the US, so this cathedral is in danger, so they are interested to help.
Victor Hugo himself, in his novel Notre Dame de Paris, I think it was in 1830, 1831 it was published, he mentioned that already at that time, Notre Dame was not in the best of states.
Actually, he was the one fighting for the renovation of the cathedral in the 19th century. And in the end, through his novel and afterwards, he succeeded having this big renovation in the middle of the 19th century. But he was really the one pushing for this renovation. So now, one century and a half later, it's really needed. But we don't only expect support from the US, we expect also support naturally from France.
How easy is it to get French people to donate to what is basically a religious building? We're here in secular France. Are French people as generous as the US when it concerns a religious building?
Actually, I think French people, they don't see only the religious building. They see the monument, and Notre Dame de Paris is a monument for all French people, and beyond, I would say, its religious signification.
Victor Hugo was not a Catholic, you know. He hates the church, but he was the hero of the building because thanks to him we have a new building, but he wasn't Catholic. So.
Yeah, that's an interesting point, yes. André Finot. What you're basically saying, you don't have to be Christian to feel an attachment to this monument, this old lady, Notre-Dame de Paris. May I just ask you why you're visiting today? What draws you to this place?
Because it's one of the most beautiful places in the world, with a perfection of light and architecture and glass and history that you can't really find anything that compares in many other places in the world.
Are you religious?
No, not at all. I'm an atheist, but I worship beauty. And so it's a temple of beauty as far as I'm concerned.
They've got a fundraising campaign going on. They need about 100 million euros over the next 10 years. Is it something you could imagine contributing to?
Oh, certainly, because I'm here a lot. And yes, it's important to me. So certainly I'm glad you told me about it, because I would do that. I will do that.
Did you want to say something?
No, you can see the cracks right there. That wasn't there when I first came here 20 years ago. But it still is breathtaking. Always will be.
It's so important for me to help to repair this building.
To make sure that future generations
can
behold it just like you did.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I will be so sad if my children won't be able to see this building restored. So this will happen, okay?
Well, I wish you well. I'll come back when the work's actually begun, hopefully at the beginning of next year, right?
Good. Thank you very much.